So let's do the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 4. And this is letter number 921. It's addressed on Purim Katan, which is the 14th day of Adar Rishon in the year Tavshin Yadav in Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is writing this letter to the Chabad community, our friends that are in all places, all over, wherever you are. May God be with you. And blessing, peace and blessing. Here the Rebbe is helping to raise funds for what's known as the Kolel Chabad Rabbi Meir Bal Hanes. This Kolel Chabad Rabbi Meir Bal Hanes has been founded by the Alter Rebbe, and he set it up with self-sacrifice, following him. All our Rebbes, holy Rebbes, may they souls be in Aden, etc., Chusmi Galenu, who served as leaders of the Kolel Chabad in every generation. They put in lots of effort to strengthen it and for its existence. And lately, it finds itself in a very difficult situation. Just by the way, this was established when the Hasidim moved. They could no longer tolerate the persecution from the Misnagdim, where they lived in Belarus, in White Russia, in Russia, and in the Lithuania. So some of there was about 300 or so people, you know, actually with two boats. One boat drowned on the way. Some of them never made it. But those who made it, they were in a destitute situation. The Remendel HaRadaker, Rabbi Avram Kalisk, these were the heading of the main students of the Maggid of Mezritch who moved there. There was no means of supporting themselves. There was nothing what to do. And they basically, Alter Rebbe, sent funds over there. And it cost the Alter Rebbe a lot of problem because the government, it was used by the Misnagdim as a reason for the Alter Rebbe and the Mittler Rebbe that they're raising funds for other. It was under the Turkish government at the time, under the Sultan, under the Ottoman Empire, right, in Israel.
Oh, yeah.
It was under the Ottoman Empire, and they were, so they were raising funds, so of course, but they did it. So but now the Rebbe says.
So the boat was what? You didn't say where the boat was?
Yeah. Where was the boat going to Israel?
They went, yeah, they landed, I forget, we read about how they went there.
They
went by boat. They went by boat, and they, I'm not sure exactly how did the path was, but we read about it.
Yeah.
Looking on the Black Sea, and then they crossed over and had to go through Turkey.
Yeah. But over there, one of the boats didn't make it. Okay, so one of the, my father-in-law, amongst the other words at his last call while he was in this world, for the Kolel was on Yutes, was 19 days before his passing. So he writes like this, the Rebbe is quoting them. Each one of our community, of the Chabad community of Anash, is the obligation to remember at every time and every hour that the mitzvah of the tzedakah of Rabbi Meir Bal Hanes that we have been instructed from the mouths of our holy Rebbes, souls in Eden, Zechus Yagoleinu, that is an obligation on each person, every man, every woman. And it applies in every place and every time, and is set for generations. And also, the special holy blessings are designated from the mouths of our holy Rebbes to all those that support the tzedakah, this holy charity, which is set and it is eternal. These holy words are definitely engraved on the heart of our Hasidim. I am not coming here but to encourage those who are already encouraged and to add that to do even more in holiness. Rebbe says, like, as if I don't have to say, my father-in-law said it, but I'm just coming to do extra, that these, for some reason that it may be, they don't have in their house a shofar. Shofar is a pushka of Rabbi Meir Bal Hanes Kolel Chabad. They should hasten to bring it and to set it up in their homes. And all those who hold on to these shofars, they call them shofars because in the Beis HaMikdash they would also have these they were in the shape of a shofar, and in which they would deposit the various different pushkas. should quickly, hastily bring them and set them their hose. And all those who hold these shofras of the Kol Chabad and the Gabe HaKoilel, and all of the people, those who are the attendants of the Koilel, those who are members, those who do, those who cause other people to go ahead and participate, each one of them should add more diligent, more force in the support for the Kol Chabad, so that the Kolel should be able to fulfill its mission and its goals fitting to the needs of the time. Great, this dukkah is great that it will arouse supreme kindness to bring down to each one and one from those who do this, blessings that will be blessed with them and their families and all that they need physically and spiritually, with the blessing of good and spiritual blessing and the Rebbe's signature. For many years, actually, the Kolel Chabad, Rameir Balanes, was in dire need of funding. But in more recent years, some more, young, capable talent joined, and they were able to sort of bring it up to a new level to really get some major funders and major, they brought it up. I mean, they do soup kitchens in Israel, they do a lot of different, especially before Pesach, like they have stores in which they sell things for, you know, under price, supported the merchandise to help. And mainly what they do is to support, you know, the poor people in Israel and in Jerusalem and various different places, soup kitchens and things like that. That's some of the activities that they do. At the time, there actually became, from at that point, it became a little bit of a, disagreement. Because once you start doing with funding, so how the funding was divided, and originally it started with the Kol Chabad. It was, everything was like one group, and all the Hasidim were the same. But then some other people started sending out their own agents, and how the money was brought. There was Din Torres, there was, you know, the money's, who gets it, and how they distribute it, and, you know, in various different times, you know, you see people that had the power to distribute have to do it responsibly. But, there was a time in which, Chabad was part of the people that were desperate. That was after the war. That was in Shanghai. A lot of the yeshivas students actually made their way to China. And they were in Shanghai.
It's Shanghai.
In Yiddish, they call it Shanghai, with a chof, but in Shanghai. So, but over there, there was a lot of, you know, Litvish yeshivas, and there were some Chabad, and there was a lot of funding going on from the United States over there. And there was, you know, some discrimination against the Chabad. So that's, you know, all the politics, you know, but there was, you know, in that time, it was like a desperate situation. And people were...